And now, the internationally recognized, critically acclaimed, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Well, the decision came down about Martha Stewart today. The verdict is guilty. 5 months in prison, 5 months house arrest. Larry Grover, conservatives of Kern County, joins us from Culver Print, where Larry is currently working as the night manager there. He's also the chairman of the conservatives of Kern County. What, Larry, you are a more known for your work in conservative circles with the Republican Party. But, I with regard to the moral of life, especially when it comes to business, and the Republican Party being a traditional supporter of small and large business, what's the moral of the Martha Stewart story?
Well, it's interesting, Phil, that you put it in the context of the conservative policies of my political party. But I think the moral is that you have to beware of who you put your trust in. And Martha Stewart, I think, is an example of that kind of person that you let into your life, you trust them, and they wind up hurting you.
Well, you said in the press today, and if I got this quote right, you compared what Martha Stewart did to her fan base, of the people who believed in her, as molestation?
Well, I did, Phil. I really did, because that's how I'm feeling today. And I know there are millions of Martha Stewart fans, if you will, and friends who feel the same. I'm feeling as if I found out that someone that I let into my home every day, as millions of Americans did, has, in a way of speaking, performed some kind of an unnatural act on me, and it angers me. And
how many people today feel the way you do, personally let down?
Well, I mean, the woman had millions of viewers, millions of people let her into their homes, right into their home, where their wives and their husbands live, in their homes, where their children play. Right into there. And we find out today in a courtroom in New York that it was nothing more than, in a lot of ways, as I said to the LA Times today, an emotional pedophile playing with our feelings, smiling at us all the while, lying through that very attractive face of hers.
All right, so this is a very personal feeling that you have and that millions of Americans are having. I want to ask you if the sentence is just.
Well, I can hardly say yes to that. Think of the fact, in my case, I am unmarried. I was married to a woman who, in many ways, was like Martha Stewart, just to give an example of what I'm talking about. But
my question goes more to the justice of the verdict.
Well, let me finish my point here. The woman that I was married to, who was a beautiful woman, and a successful woman, as Martha Stewart was, did the same thing to me. She lied to me. And, in many ways, a liar at heart. So what I do, I let another one into my life, watching her show as we all did, reading her books as we did, applying many of the recipes and the decoration ideas as we all did for the second time in my life. This is the second time for Larry Grover, another beautiful and very accomplished woman, was not what she appeared to be. She was a liar, she was a thief, and yes, she was an emotional molester.
All right, we're talking with Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County about Martha Stewart, and you have a very specific view of this verdict. Martha Stewart has, you call it, emotionally molested people.
And I do that for a reason, Phil. A very prominent member of my party, the Republican Party, Frank Ferris, before he got out of the service, he was dating and eventually fell in love with this young woman that he met in Europe, in Germany, as a matter of fact, while he was stationed there. And Frank was a gentleman. And he found out eventually that this gal that he was engaged to was one of these, what you want to call one of these transvestites or transsexual or something, and it devastated him. And he was in and out of the VA for a number of years. And I got off the phone with him today, and he said to me, Larry, it's like 1975 all over again. Just like my wife, they lift up their skirts in surprise. It's a guy. So,
all right, but Martha Stewart isn't a man, right?
No, it's a symbol that I'm using here, Phil.
All right, I just want to be clear here.
No, but it's a symbol. It's a symbol of her being found guilty today of lying. It's the same as her saying to all of us, I'm Martha Stewart, and I'm really a man. And not only that, she isn't really saying it. It's as if she flashed us. And that's the problem that I have today, that millions and millions of Martha Stewart fans have today. They feel as if they have been, in a way, as I said, a very unnatural thing has been done to them.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. I've heard a lot of interpretation and spin being given to the Martha Stewart verdict. Mr. Grover is talking about Martha Stewart as someone who has... You're not just saying she's let down her fans, she's let down her readers, she's let down her viewers. She has actively done something traumatic to them that you say is going to take them a long time to get over. There's going to be a... Is there going to be trauma associated with her conviction? How are her many followers and her many fans going to take this?
Well, we're all very disillusioned today. We're all very angry, those of us who are devoted to Martha. We are traumatized, yes.
But I mean traumatized. Is this something that you'll be able to get over in time?
I think it's a little insensitive to say get over it. And I don't mean anything by that, Phil, to you personally, but... Right now, I need some I can tell you personally, I need understanding as do other Martha Stewart fans and friends. I guess the big thing I want to say, I don't want to hear anybody say to me, we told you so, or you fell for it, or sucker, or something like that. That will be unacceptable. And I can tell you...
But isn't that the case?
I don't think so.
Isn't it the case if you believe in somebody that much that you're bound to get disappointed?
No, I don't think that's the case. I think we all have a right to feel that we can trust the individuals that ask us to trust them. I don't know what it is that you're trying to say.
Well, I'm saying this. She was a television personality, and that's all she was, really. And to say that you have been emotionally traumatized by her lies, don't you have more yourself to blame?
No, I don't, and I'll tell you why. And I've heard that argument before, but let me tell you why. The power of the media is such that we have reason to believe the things that people say to us because of the power and the money that is involved. Are you telling me I'm going to turn my television set on and watch Fox News or what have you, and I'm supposed to be critical of that and not say that they aren't credible?
Well, that's what I base my beliefs on. I mean, I have to look at everything askance.
Well, I think that then you're not human. You don't involve yourself with people. We, all of us who loved Martha Stewart, involved ourselves with Martha Stewart. And I can tell you, I had a coworker at the print shop say when they announced the verdict, he said, well, that's not a surprise. That was his comment. It was a guy by the name of Jim Ramone who said, it's not a surprise. I said to him, have you ever been molested? And he said, no, I haven't. I said, then how do you know what your words are doing right now to me? And so I would say the same thing to you, Phil. Have you ever been molested? Have you?
No, sir, I have not. I don't know that it's appropriate to compare. You feel like a fool? You feel guilty?
I remember that. Boy, do I ever. I can tell you, when I was a kid, but you've never been molested.
No, I have not. But are you saying that's what's happened to you?
I believe I've been saying that.
I mean, there are millions of people that have, and I don't know that it's proper to compare.
Well, let me tell you, I remember the cartoon. If you watch cartoons, I used to enjoy it, and they had this... It's a wolf or a coyote was chasing a bird, and the bird was always leading him off the end of the cliff or this kind of a thing.
And you talking about the coyote and the roadrunner?
I don't know the name of it, but I can recall looking at one of the episodes, the coyote, if that's what it was run off the end of this cliff, and before he begins to plummet, obviously to his death, he turns into this large lollipop, or a sucker, if you will. And I guess you could say the millions of Martha Stewart fans out there today have all been made into suckers for all the books we bought, for all the shows we watched, for all the products we sent away for our trust. She's run us right off the end of a cliff, and she's motoring away down a desert road much the same way that bird did to the wolf or the coyote.
And well, she isn't exactly motoring away. She's going to jail for 5 months.
Say that again, Phil?
She's going to jail for 5 months.
Well, she'll be out in 5 months. The rest of us will be... Well, she'll be out in 5 months, and the rest of us are still going to be bleeding. Just like this Kobe Bryant. He'll spend a little time in jail, but his victim will still be going to the various counseling and counter groups and so on and so forth for a long time.
All right, Larry Grover joins us. He is with Conservatives of Kern County. The verdict that Martha Stewart lied to federal investigators and the subsequent sentence of 5 months in jail, 5 months house arrest, has left Mr. Grover, and he says many Martha Stewart fans, if not millions, feeling as if she has, in many ways, emotionally molested everybody. She's lied. She said she was something that she wasn't. She was allowed into people's homes, and she turns around and becomes this horrific person. I don't know if you're a Martha Stewart fan, or if not, is that what, in fact, Martha Stewart has done? Not just that she's guilty, but that she is guilty of having traumatized emotionally her many fans by pretending she's something she's not, and therefore emotionally molesting them. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
How do you know Rosie O'Donnell hasn't eaten any children? Have you seen them lately?
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County, a prominent member of the Republican Party. Larry is talking with us about the Martha Stewart verdict. Larry, Martha Stewart said today, and by the way, we'll get to our phone calls in a moment, our number 1-800-449-8686. Martha Stewart said today she hopes people will keep buying her magazines, keep buying her products. She hopes that people will continue to support her. You've just been talking about how she's seriously traumatized you and other Martha Stewart fans. Are you going to be able to do that?
I want to be able to do it. I heard what Ms. Stewart said today. I want to not let her down, but I'm also hurt by her lying. And I think I need, as well as millions of Martha Stewart friends and fans around the world, what we need is for her to acknowledge the pain that we're in right now. But I do want to do what she wants us to do. I do want to support her. I remember the first time I saw Martha on television. Mother and I, both from that day on, we trusted Martha into our home, and now it feels as if she's, in a lot of ways, she's rummaging through my own mother's underwear, and this to me is...
Well, you keep bringing up that comparison. And
well, I think it needs to be brought up in that context.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Joyce. Joyce, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover.
Larry Grover, I don't
yes,
know
ma'am.
Where... I'm Joyce. I'm from Boca Raton. I'm 80 years old.
Yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Conservative, and I'm a Republican. I've been shopping
Thank you very
at
much.
Kmart. I've been shopping at Kmart for 20 years.
Uh-huh.
I buy Martha Stewart. She's a single mother that became a billionaire because she's a hard worker.
I don't doubt that.
And I don't know where you're getting your statistic comes, because every woman that I know of in my group thinks she has been
well,
abused.
Well, she
has been abused. She
abused.
Is not an Enron. She is not a global...
She lied to the United States Supreme Court.
Are you going to let me talk, or are you going to take over?
Well, I don't want to take over, but can you deny that she's lied to the United States Attorney? And the
Why don't we let Joyce finish what she's going to say, Larry?
Yes.
All right.
Why don't you at least...
just said that she feels she's been molested, too.
Let me talk. It's not Global Crossing that lost billions for people. It's not MCI that lost billions for people. It's not an Enron.
It's worse.
It's not a lay.
It's worse. Because it's an emotional molestation.
To who?
To
Are you?
You
a woman?
To you? To me?
Not to me.
Well,
not to me.
You're traumatized.
Not to any of my friends.
You're denying it. It'll come out in therapy later.
They think that she has been an abused woman, and that men are so jealous of her because they can't make a billionaire and she can.
All right, let me
and
jump
that's
in
your
here,
problem.
Joyce. Yeah, Joyce, let me jump
you're
in.
You're jealous.
Larry,
you
Joyce,
would like to be a billionaire, and
on.
You can't make it,
Joyce,
can you?
Hold on, this is Phil Hendry.
You can only complain.
Hold on, Joyce, this is Phil Hendry. I want to ask Larry. Now, you heard what Joyce said. She doesn't feel as if she's been abused.
Well, Joyce is like a lot of victims of this kind of abuse. It'll only come out later in therapy. Right now, she's denying it. And Joyce, I can only say this morning on national television, Martha Stewart lifted her skirt and showed all of her fans what she's really made of.
She showed what a gutsy woman she is.
Oh, my
and
God.
And then she will come back.
Oh,
I
my God.
You a
she's
bet
going to
she'll come back before you will.
She's going to prison, lady. What are you talking about? Is this the example you set for your grandchildren?
Are you sure she'll go to prison?
I believe
she's
that's
appealing
what
the case.
Well,
are you sure she's going to go to prison?
I don't find her very appealing, I'll tell you that.
They throw the case out.
Well, they may
You're
slip
not
on
a judge.
Appeal.
You don't know. You think you know the future, but you don't.
You know, Joyce, one day you'll remember the day your daddy might have done something to you. And then you'll say...
Well, wait a minute. I'm. First of all, Joyce is saying
what
that...
What are you intimating? Are you getting dirty?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that
I'm
victims...
I'm sure you are.
Dirty?
You're trying to make something of me that's not.
Ma'am, I'm a single man living with my mother.
I can see why you're living with your mother. I can see why. Grow up.
You
Get
know,
out of the house.
Ma'am...
Goodbye.
I was married to a woman much like Martha Stewart. She stuck it in my back then, and another beautiful woman's doing it again.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Joyce brought up the possibility of an appeal.
Well, as I told Joyce, and I don't know if you heard me, I said, I don't find her very appealing. Okay, but in all seriousness, Phil, sure, they can appeal it, but while they appeal it, Martha Stewart will be in prison, sitting in a jail cell. With the other inmates, other lawbreakers, other individuals who have violated the confidence and trust of an American society that was put into them and given them every opportunity to succeed in a very legitimate and law-abiding way. And what did they do? They turned around and they broke their trust with the American people. Martha Stewart has done that, and not only has she done that, she has broken her trust with her fans and friends, and not only has she done that, but in my case, in many other people's cases, she has... Like I said, this is the second time around for me.
Well, you keep comparing this to your first marriage. You weren't married to Martha Stewart. 1-800-449-8686. Bridget, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Larry Grover.
Hi.
Yes.
I just wanted to make a comment to this caller. I just turned on my radio and heard this man condemning Martha Stewart and saying that she owes us something. She never made herself out, portrayed herself to be Betty Crocker. She was a materialistic businesswoman who got a little bit greedy and thought she was above the law. And she made a mistake, but by God, get over it.
Wait a minute. Are you saying to me, were you a fan of Martha Stewart's? Or you?
Yes, I subscribed to her magazine. I had, I would...
Well, I don't
buy your recipes, and I got books.
I don't think you're being very honest to say, you know, it's not affecting you.
It isn't affecting me. I think that she had some great people
understand.
Working for her, and she had some good ideas. But
well,
I didn't look to her for moral... Excuse me, sir, I'm speaking.
Yes.
I did not look to her for moral guidance. I looked at her to learn how to organize my closet.
Well, ma'am, Martha Stewart's going to be organizing a jail cell soon.
And that's fine. She made a bad decision.
I can tell you. Well, see, but what you're saying is tacitly insulting to me because you're saying as a female you weren't all that enamored of her. And I'm a man, and I read all of her books. So what are you saying about me?
I don't think I'm just saying that I think that you're a little bit too sensitive and maybe you should be in some counseling.
I think that you... I need to be in counseling. What about you? I'm pleading to America to go out and I think we need to get rid of everything that Martha Stewart has written, her books, those sheets. I think we need to burn those sheets.
She didn't molest children, sir. She lied.
Yes.
She got greedy.
It was an emotional molestation of me.
Oh,
and
well, then
are you calling
you were
for...
a little bit too close to her, and you should have separated yourself a little bit.
Are you
Does
saying...
she know who you are, sir?
I beg your pardon?
Do you have a personal relationship with Martha Stewart?
Well, I think any individual like Martha Stewart believes she has a personal relationship with her fans and friends. And I'm saying the time has come for us to say, you're right, we should separate ourselves from Martha. And we start by burning those potpourri burners, burn her filthy magazines, and let's rid ourselves of this. Well, you can laugh if you want, man, but I think...
I am laughing because
yes,
I think that you're taking it a little bit too personally.
All right. Very good, Bridget. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Should Martha Stewart recognize she has traumatized millions of fans? Has she actually emotionally molested her fans? 1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Going straight to the hot place. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
With me is Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County, prominent Republican here in the state of California and on the West Coast, and he's talking about Martha Stewart and the judgment today in the New York courtroom, remanding her to 5 months in prison in the custody of federal authorities and a five-month house arrest because of lying to federal prosecutors. Larry, you have mentioned, and our number, by the way, 1-800-449-8686, and there's a lot to talk about tonight, as we have been. You say that she's basically broken faith with her fans and her friends. It is almost the same as being emotionally molested, is the way you say. She is not who she appears to be, and you've even said that some kind of a boycott of her products, including the burning or symbolic burning of her products?
Phil, the only way to cleanse ourselves from this emotional abuse of Martha Stewart is after we do burn her sheets and all these bun cake recipes or whatever you want, scrub yourself of the filth. We've got to take a wire brush almost, and symbolically, of course, but a wire brush to cleanse every part of ourselves, because in a way, when you close your eyes at night and there's no one around and there are no talk shows to listen to and there's no television reports to review, at night when your eyes are closed and you lay alone in your own bed, as I do night after night since the divorce, you can almost feel her groping you. And to my way of thinking, it is the only way symbolically for us to... And what I'm saying, Phil, is this. Martha Stewart is a symptom of a larger problem. The faith that we've given to these people and what they've done. I can tell you right now, in the background, if you can hear it, my mother pulled about 360 thread count Martha Stewart sheets out of the... where'd you get those, buddy? Out of...
Are you burning those now?
Say that again, Phil.
Are you burning her sheets now?
Yes, we are. And that's my message to America tonight. Don't buy her books. Burn the books and the sheets.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You are really talking like a victim here, Larry.
Well, there are times that we are victims, Phil.
All right, let me go over to Cheryl. Hello, Cheryl. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
I had to
get out of my truck and come in the house to call. I cannot believe the insanity of this Larry guy, really. I'm not kidding you.
Well, I can tell you, ma'am, I've been a longtime viewer and fan of Martha Stewart's. She lied to federal prosecutors and in the process lied to each and every one of us. And I don't know if you own any of her products, but I can tell you right now, she's made you look like a dummy if you have. And
you know
me
what?
Too.
I
and
feel like to make a comparison with what she did, with what you're talking about, being emotionally molested, evidently you've never really, really, really been molested.
Yes, by Martha
Stewart.
That's
really sad.
By Martha Stewart, I have.
No, I don't think it's Martha Stewart. From what you're saying, I think that you have a problem with any kind of woman that might be strong and know who she is.
Why do you say that?
Because of the way you're talking. You sound like this big whiner, grown-up adult man who really isn't emotionally above a five-year-old.
Well, Larry, you mentioned that your first wife...
My wife, Carrie was a lot like Martha Stewart. Yeah, that doesn't mean that I have a problem with strong women.
Evidently, because you're not with one right now.
Wait a minute. I have a problem with strong women lying to me. Wouldn't you have a problem with a man lying to you?
It's only if you really think in your heart that she lied and that's all it is.
Oh, come on. She's been found guilty
of it. So what does that mean, really?
It means she's not the person who's the homemaker and all of this nonsense. She's a lying, thieving...
I don't think I'd go that far, no.
You know, first thing in the morning...
I think she got her hand caught in the cookie jar.
What do we tell our children?
What
do you tell your children?
She never did it for intention to hurt anybody.
What do you tell your children then, Cheryl, at the end of the day? Do you say it's okay to lie the way Martha Stewart did? And if you have to visit your children in prison for 5 months, that's okay with you because Mommy said it was all right?
I think there's a system out there that's big enough to treat people inadequately.
Mother and I stripped the sheets off of every bed in this house and we're burning them. And when you lay your head down on a Martha Stewart sage-colored pillowcase, you may as well be laying down on a filthy hooker's twin bed mattress.
All right, thank you very much, Cheryl. So, Larry, what we have is a you're actually burning it.
Yes, burning it. Get the other ones, too. Get them all. Burn them all, Mother. Mother's dragging them out of the house now. Get the mattress, too. Because
why would you burn the mattress?
Because the filthy sheets have infected it. You've got the sheets, more lighter fluid. You've got the sheets that have stenched up the mattress, and I don't want it. Martha Stewart lied to me and lied to millions of American men and women. And
well, I'll tell you this much. The lady made a good point about you having a problem with strong women.
I don't think she did.
Yes, she did, because you kept comparing Martha Stewart to your wife. And you keep saying, Mother and I stripped the beds.
Well, we did. What's wrong with that?
Well, the way you say Mother and I.
I don't understand.
What do you say, like, my mother and I stripped? What do you mean, Mother and I? Is that what you call her?
Yes, she's mother. Oh, I get it. So that makes me little Mary Jane, huh? You think I'm little Ponzi because of that? Mr. Henry,
What are those tin cans?
It's actually a coffee cup. I'm making, as long as we're burning the sheets, I thought I'd make some coffee. So.
Okay.
More, Mother, more lighter fluid. That's it, Mother. Oh, no, not that.
Okay, so Larry is, good going, Larry. Burning those Martha Stewart sheets.